Welcome back to Universal Flow, where we like to explore all those things that make you go, Today we're looking at the 369 manifestation method.
Okay.
So write down what you want a bunch of times,
and
poof, the universe supposedly just delivers it up to you on a silver platter.
Right.
I gotta say, I'm having a little trouble with this one.
Yeah.
It all just sounds a little too good to be true.
I can definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It does seem a little like, you know, trying to hack life with a magic spell.
Yeah, like a mystical shortcut.
But here's what I find really interesting.
Okay.
The connection to Nikola Tesla.
Oh, yeah, Tesla.
Now, this was a brilliant guy, obviously.
Total genius.
But also a little bit out there, right? Yeah. Like, really eccentric.
A little bit, yeah.
Obsessed with numbers.
I've heard that.
3, 6, and 9 specifically believe they held some deeper meaning, you know? Like a key to unlock the secrets of the universe.
Okay, so we're talking about Tesla's numerology.
Yeah, you could say that.
Combined with the law of attraction.
Right.
Like the idea that our thoughts can shape reality.
Exactly.
Is that what we're dealing with here?
That's the basic idea, yeah.
All right, but this 369 method, is there any actual science to back it up?
Well, no, not directly.
Not directly.
But some of these underlying principles,
right,
they do kind of connect with concepts that have some scientific support.
Interesting. Like what, for example?
We'll take visualization.
Okay.
You know, athletes use it all the time to enhance performance.
Right.
Imagine themselves winning the game.
Sure.
And studies actually show that this can influence actions and outcomes.
So there's real evidence that visualization can work.
There is, yeah.
But how does that translate to manifesting desires by just like writing them down over and over again?
That's where things get a little more philosophical.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe it's not about the numbers themselves.
Okay.
But more about the ritual of focusing our intention. You know, we live in a world that feels very chaotic and unpredictable a lot of the time.
Yeah, for sure.
So we crave that sense of agency.
Right.
The feeling that we have some control.
Control, yeah.
And maybe the 369 method just offers a framework for that.
Even if we can't actually prove that it has any impact on reality.
Right. It's like a placebo effect, but for our intentions.
So you're saying it's more about the psychological effects.
It's possible.
The feeling of empowerment that comes with the ritual.
Think about it.
Okay.
When we write down our desires over and over and really visualize them, we're immersing ourselves in that desired reality. And that could lead to increased self-awareness.
Right.
A more positive mindset.
Okay.
Even motivate us to take action towards those goals.
So you're saying the 369 method.
Yeah.
It could be a catalyst for personal growth.
I think so, yeah.
Even if it doesn't magically make all our wishes come true.
Exactly.
It's about the journey, not just the destination.
Well said.
But let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
A lot of people are drawn to this method because they think it's like a magic formula.
Right.
They're looking for tangible results, not just a feel-good exercise.
That's true.
They want to see their dreams manifest in the real world.
And who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, exactly.
And to be fair, there are tons of stories out there.
Oh, I've seen them.
People claiming they've manifested everything,
dream
jobs, loving relationships, all thanks to this method.
Yeah, but how do we know those aren't just coincidences?
Right.
Or like the placebo effect?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's one that's been debated for centuries.
By philosophers and scientists and everyone in between.
Yeah, exactly. Like take J.B.S. Haldane, for instance.
Who's that?
He was a biologist. And he said, the universe is not only queerer than we suppose.
Queerer than we suppose.
But queerer than we can suppose.
Oh.
There's just so much we don't understand.
About the nature of reality.
Yeah.
About how our thoughts and intentions interact with the material world.
Exactly.
So you're saying there's room for mystery.
Always.
For the possibility that there's something bigger at play here.
Absolutely.
Something that goes beyond our current scientific understanding.
That's what makes it all so fascinating, right?
It does.
We may not have all the answers.
Hmm.
But that doesn't mean we should just dismiss the experiences of people who claim to have seen this method work firsthand.
Okay, so we're keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
But approaching it with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Exactly.
And maybe as we dig a little deeper into this conversation.
Yeah.
We can shed some light on what might be going on here.
Hopefully.
Explore that delicate balance between intention and action and the mysteries of the universe.
It's a journey worth taking.
For sure.
Right.
Let's do it.
Let's dive in.
So, okay, we've talked about the mystery surrounding this whole 369 thing.
Right.
But people are definitely intrigued.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They want to know how it works.
Uh-huh.
So let's say someone wants to give it a try.
Okay.
How do they actually go about it?
Well, the first step is to identify a specific desire.
Okay.
Something you really want to manifest.
So, like, what kind of thing are we talking about here?
It could be anything, really.
Anything.
A new job, maybe a healthier body, a deeper connection with someone.
Okay, so you got to be clear about what you're aiming for.
Right.
And then what?
Then comes the number magic.
Wow. The numbers, yeah. 3, 6, 9.
You write down your desire.
Okay.
In the form of an affirmation.
An affirmation.
Like you're stating it as if it's already happening.
Got it. So instead of saying, I want to be more confident.
Right.
You would say,
I am confident.
I am confident.
And I radiate self-assurance.
Interesting. So it's about shifting your language.
Yeah.
To reflect the reality you want to create.
Exactly.
And then you write these affirmations down a certain number of times.
That's right.
3, 6, 9.
3 times in the morning.
Okay.
6 times in the afternoon. And 9 times in the evening.
Okay, but why those specific numbers?
Well, we talked about Tesla and his belief in their significance.
Right, like a cosmic code or something.
Yeah, something like that. But on a more practical level,
yeah.
The repetition itself could be a form of mental programming.
Mental programming.
By writing and revisiting those affirmations over and over again,
uh-huh.
We're basically imprinting them on our subconscious mind.
So it's like we're planting seeds.
Yeah.
Nurturing those desires through focused repetition.
That's a great way to put it.
And I've also heard that visualization plays a role here.
It does.
Like you're supposed to imagine yourself experiencing the reality you're trying to manifest.
Right, as you're writing the affirmations.
So say you're aiming for a promotion.
Okay.
You wouldn't just write, I am the new manager.
Right.
You would actually visualize yourself leading a team.
Exactly.
Feeling that sense of confidence and authority.
The more senses you can engage, the more powerful it becomes.
So it's like creating a mental movie.
Yeah, a movie of your desired reality.
You're fully immersed in it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the intention, the repetition, the visualization.
Right.
Is there a specific time frame for all of this?
Well, there are no hard and fast rules.
No.
But a lot of people recommend practicing for at least 21 days.
21 days.
Some even go up to 33.
Mm.
The idea is that it takes time to reprogram our thinking, you know.
To form new neural pathways.
Yeah, to align ourselves with those desired outcomes.
So it's not about instant gratification.
No, not at all.
It's about creating lasting change.
Exactly. It's a journey of self-discovery and transformation.
That's a good way to put it.
Aligning our thoughts, beliefs, and actions with our deepest desires.
You know, you've presented a pretty compelling case here.
Oh, thanks.
I'm starting to see why people are so drawn to this method,
uh-huh.
Even if they're naturally skeptical like me.
Right.
But I do have one more question.
Okay.
What about the people who try it and don't see results?
Hmm.
Does that mean they're doing something wrong?
Well, that's a really important question.
Yeah.
And it deserves its own exploration. Maybe there are some internal blocks.
Okay.
Limiting beliefs or even external factors that we need to address.
So it's not always a simple answer.
No, it's rarely that simple.
Right. Like maybe the universe has other plans.
Yeah. You know, Heraclitus said change is the only constant in life.
Mm, very true.
So maybe what we desire isn't always what's best for us in the long run.
Or maybe it's just not the right time.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
The how-tos, the potential pitfalls.
Uh-huh.
But you touched on something really interesting.
What's that?
When the 3-6-9 method doesn't work.
Yes.
Is it always a case of user error?
You mean like they're doing something wrong?
Yeah. Or are there other forces at play?
That's where things get really fascinating.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Because even if we entertain the possibility
uh-huh.
of a universe that responds to our intentions,
right.
It's not like a vending machine.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't just put in your order
right
and expect it to deliver exactly what you want on demand.
So it's not about bypassing effort or action.
Exactly.
You still got to do the work.
You do. And that's where the human element comes in.
Okay. I'm listening.
We can't just focus on the external results. Mm. We have to look inward as well.
What do you mean by that?
Well, imagine someone's using the 3-6-9 method.
Okay.
They're trying to manifest a promotion.
Uh-huh.
They're writing it down. They're visualizing it.
Right.
But deep down, they're full of self-doubt.
Oh, I see.
They don't believe they're good enough.
Don't think they deserve it.
Exactly. They're convinced they'll never get ahead.
So there's this conflict going on.
Yeah.
Between their stated desire and their underlying belief.
And that can create a blockage.
So it's like self-sabotage almost.
In a way, yes. And it reminds me of what Kierkegaard said.
Kierkegaard, the philosopher.
Yeah, he said, anxiety is the dizziness of freedom.
Whoa.
We want to control our reality.
Yeah.
Shape our destiny, but true freedom also means confronting our own limitations.
Our fears.
The parts of ourselves that hold us back.
Okay, so are you saying that the 3-6-9 method?
Yeah.
Only works if you have, like, blind faith in it.
Not necessarily blind faith.
Okay.
But a willingness to look at those internal blocks.
To be honest with ourselves.
Exactly.
About what might be standing in our own way.
Because sometimes just the act of writing down our desires can actually highlight those areas where we need to do some inner work.
So even if it doesn't manifest the exact outcome we envisioned.
Right.
The process itself can be valuable.
Absolutely. It can be a catalyst for personal growth.
And maybe that's the real power of the 3-6-9 method.
Maybe it is.
Regardless of whether it can actually bend reality to our will.
It encourages us to be mindful of our desires.
To clarify our intentions.
And confront those shadows within ourselves.
The things that might be holding us back.
Exactly.
That's a powerful message.
It is, isn't it?
It goes beyond just manifestation techniques.
It speaks to something deeper.
Yeah, like the journey of self-discovery.
The constant effort to align our inner and outer worlds.
That's a pretty amazing adventure to be on.
It is. And ultimately, isn't that what we're all seeking?
What are you?
To live more authentically.
Yeah.
Tap into our full potential, to face the mysteries of life with a sense of wonder and purpose.
That's beautifully put.
Thank you.
Whether the 3-6-9 method holds the key to those mysteries or just helps us explore ourselves more deeply,
right?
It's definitely something worth considering.
I think so too.
Well, this has been an incredible conversation.
It has.
Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
My pleasure.
And for guiding us through this exploration of the 3-6-9 method.
It's been a fun one.
It really has. And to our listeners out there,
yeah,
keep seeking, keep growing. Keep flowing.
Keep exploring.
We'll see you next time on Universal Flow.